Hi guys, Rick Bradbury here, and welcome to video number 24, part 2 for the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3 tutorial videos covering the video mode. Okay, and we're going to have a look over the next few videos, or the next few parts of this. Is going to be another 3, including this one, at 720p 30 frames a second, 1080p 20 frames a second, and then I'm going to set up a short video interview of my good friend and fellow co-host at newtophoto.com, Mark Bowley, using this 500D as a video camera, and I'll talk you through how I'm setting that up as well. Now, in this second part, I just want to cover some of the limitations of a 500D and as a video camera. Now, you all may well know that there are other cameras out there in the Canon range that shoot video. There's the 550D, the 600D, 60D, the 7D, and the 5D Mark II, and yes, the 1D Mark IV. Now, the difference between the 500D and those cameras is they have external audio inputs, so you can plug an external microphone in, and they also allow you to have full control over the exposure of your video, so you can run full manual control. The 500D is an automatic video camera. Now, when I say automatic, that's not autofocus, because none of them have an autofocus in video mode in terms of a continuous autofocus. You can, however, use autofocus to lock focus before you start shooting. Now, the additional frame rates, resolutions and options and manual control in the other video or in the other SLRs do make them better at doing video. They must be doing something right because they've been used in TV shows like House, and they've been used on movie sets as well, such as Iron Man 2, 24 and others as well, and because they're small, compact, and they shoot great quality video. Now, with the 500D, we are limited. It kind of does everything for you. You can add exposure compensation should you wish to, and I'll show you that during the demo coming up in part 4 of this series. Okay, and you can lock the exposure and kind of trick it to get it to roughly where you want. But again, we don't have that full manual control. You may also notice as well, the audio on the 500D is an inbuilt microphone, and it is a mono one. It's not horrible, it does okay. But the auto gain control that's built into it can sometimes wreak havoc with the audio, especially if you're outside in a noisy environment where you've got background noises that suddenly come in or fade away, and can kind of make the audio jump around. Now, without an external audio input, you do have options if you want to run external audio, and your option is to record it separately on a Zoom H1 or H4 or something like that, or other external audio recorder, and then in your video editing software or audio editing software, combine the two together, match them up, and then run the external audio match to your video. Some cases it's difficult to do to get it to sync right. It's easier the more money you generally spend on the editing applications, I've found. Now, for manual control in video mode, we do have some options with the 500D. Okay, out of the box, it's very, very automatic. It will get you some great clips of family outings, holidays, birthdays. Absolutely fine. Okay, you will be running manual focus if you're in an environment where your subjects are moving around or you're moving around, so that takes some getting used to. But for more control in the video mode over the frame rates and the resolutions, you have a couple of options. You can install Magic Lantern, which is a third-party firmware. You install it or copy it down onto a memory card, put the memory card into the 500D, it boots that new firmware, and then you can then use the additional features of Magic Lantern with additional frame rates, additional resolution options as well, and video quality. There are numerous other things that Magic Lantern will do, which I don't know about because I've not tried it. Reason being is, this is my only stills camera. No offence guys who develop Magic Lantern, I'm not taking the gamble on my only stills camera. When I get my next one, I'll have a look and have a play with that. You can also use old manual lenses, be those old manual Canon lenses, Nikon lenses, or others, but you will have to use an adapter ring to get the lenses to fit, and they will be fully manual, both manual focus and also manual aperture, which will give you control over exposure. So there are a few things that you can do. That said, I would say if you're into video seriously, maybe semi-seriously, if you've got a YouTube channel of your own, then the 500D is probably not for you. Great at stills, awesome little stills camera, it's done me proud, but as a video camera, I would look above that at the 550D, 600D or beyond, just to give you some more control. Now, currently, this video is put the piece of paper down, it's being shot with the kit lens as well. I just want to point that out because that's the lens we all start with. It's quite flexible from wide to a medium telephoto as well. It's a variable aperture lens, so you have to watch it. As you zoom in, it stops down the aperture. Okay, and it's been lit by a silver umbrella. This may be different than the usual lighting gear or lighting scenarios you may find yourself in shooting video, but this is just so you can see a little better. 720p 30 frames a second as well is going to be the best resolution and frame rate for shooting anything that's moving, because it's because of the faster frame rate. If I move my hands here, yes, it will blur a little bit, but not too bad. Or if I walk out of frame, okay, let's use the camera bouncing up and down and walk past the frame and then a little bit faster, you will find that 720p does this better or handles it better than 1080p does at 20 frames a second, because that frame rate is so much slower. Now, I can't show you these two side by side because 30 frames a second and 20 frames a second just don't add up. There's 10 frames difference there. So you can't really combine those two because one or the other has to suffer when you render and export the video. But in the next part, we will show you the 1080p at 20 frames a second and talk a little bit about that one. So don't forget, if you've got any comments, questions about this part of the video, please either email me via YouTube, email me direct, or stick them in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe to NewToPhoto, NTP Advanced, and my good friend Mark Bowley's YouTube channel, Snap Puppy, as well. And we will see you in the next part.